A reading from the Good News according to John. Many of the disciples of Jesus who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are Spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason, I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted to that person by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer walked with him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of everlasting life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not to be trite, but what I think of first as I hear this reading is the oft-quoted saying, "The honeymoon is over." Jesus has manifested his mercy and his power in many ways up until now. His impact on his followers has been dramatic. They keep asking for more. More mighty deeds, more inspiring words. They're caught up in the excitement of this remarkable man from Galilee who promises to change their lives and to change the world. What they don't realize yet, at least many of them don't, is that the kind of change that Jesus offers them has a price. Salvation is not a freebie. When Jesus talks about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, the reaction from the crowd is strong. What is he saying? Is he crazy? And many of them walk away. This price is too high for them to pay. These words are too difficult to understand. Then Jesus looks at his disciples, the chosen 12, who are especially dear to his heart and key to his mission. He asks them bluntly, "Do you also wish to go away?" Peter, as spokesman for the group, responds immediately and wholeheartedly, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of everlasting life." I wonder how I would have responded to that question. It's a question that confronts us actually every day of our lives. Sometimes there are special circumstances that highlight the question. You might call them crossroads in our lives. We come to a moment when we have to make a choice. To love or not. To speak up or keep silence, to give away or to cling to what makes us feel secure. We might say that these moments are confrontations with the mission we have been given. Remember the refrain from the TV show Mission Impossible? Your mission, should you choose to accept it, involves fill in the blank. What is the mission impossible that Jesus offers us? How do we respond? Risk by Michelle McKee. There are no guarantees. Life throws things at you, and you can catch or miss them, but they will come ready or not. I always looked for the real thing, never trusting in the possibility. Risk-taking, not my forte. Staying safe at all costs. Even playing it safe is not certain. Safe has hurt me. Zero risk, zero gain. Sometimes playing it safe costs you more. It has me in not fighting the battle. You may lose the war. In not believing in a dream, you may never sleep peacefully again. So let go of the fear. Reach out for the flame. So what if you get burned? Better that than numb for life. Better to remember passion and joy along with the pains and tears than to have no memories worth remembering. So to hell with safe. I am going to gamble and bet until I win back everything I lost, and my life is what it was meant to be.